Hello. Well, it seems to be getting worse and worse with these riots in the United Kingdom, various cities, mostly Northern England. People against illegal immigration, or against all immigration, seems to be an anti-Muslim thing as well. And it's fair to say a lot of this is racist. Now, there are reasoned arguments to limit immigration, maybe even to stop it altogether, that are not racist, but these ones definitely are, as in this ethnicity, this nationality. They're bad, they're all bad, and so on, and none of them should be allowed in. And if one person of whatever group commits a crime, then every single one of them is guilty, which is obviously preposterous because these rioters, they're almost all white males, don't seem to apply it to themselves, and they're obviously the worst specimens of white males out there. So over 378 people have been arrested on suspicion of violent disorder over the last week. That's what the National Police Chiefs Council say. Some people might say it should be higher. Okay, on the other hand, we don't want the police arresting people willy-nilly just for being on the street at the time they didn't do anything. That some people were in their rights, chanting a slogan, holding a placard, not attempting violence against anyone. But it's got even worse. It's horrific. Setting fire to buildings where people are staying, like where asylum seekers were living in Rotherham and so on. In Liverpool, in Belfast, in Middlesbrough, yeah, it's got so bad. Foreign governments have taken note. Nigeria's advises people not to come to the United Kingdom. Likewise, Malaysia and Australia. Some of the people who would be killed if they were trapped inside this hostel and it burnt down would be little children, just like the three little girls who murdered that dance class in Southport. So it's shocking, revolting. These are really are. Knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, some of the rioters. So there is a substratum of British society, I suppose you'll find it in most countries, that really is vile. People who are just so imbecilic, so cruel and barbaric. But anyway, so consequences will flow, and some of them will be convicted and get long prison sentences. You know, some Muslim women saying they're frightened wearing a hijab in public, they fear that they might be set upon. So it's all very worrying. And some of the Muslim community have come out to counter protest and thinking, well, they may actually have to take the law into their own hands. And of course, self-defense in certain situations is permissible. If the police aren't there, the police aren't adequate numbers, we're going to have to defend ourselves. So, I mean, people saying, oh, civil war. Well, come on, calm down. That's too alarmist. It's nowhere near remotely approaching that. Fortunately, nobody's been killed since those three little girls. I would rather they weren't killed either. But you know, in this week, someone could easily have been killed. Some of who were injured might yet so injured might yet succumb to their injuries. And even relatives of those who were murdered at the Taylor Swift dance class saying how just repugnant this is. Wow. And some places, like in Plymouth, there's wild disorder in the city streets, and so they feel that they can't the shows that had to be cancelled because of what's been going on. Likewise, in Humberside, you know, in Hull, shops burned and things like that. So the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has had to cancel his holiday. Now, there is a certain legal power that the police have to disperse public gatherings in emergency situations, and it clearly is warranted in this case. Talking bringing the army onto the streets, I think that's premature. I mean, I have a feeling it's going to fizzle out in the next week, partly because some of the ringleaders have been arrested. Calm down. Some of these people who are rioting might be later going on holiday, stuff like that, and is no longer quite the thing leading the news cycle, wouldn't be quite so salient. Actually, some bad weather will just rain it out. One thing, the thing is, why on earth have they not used water cannon? Now, the police are supposed to use minimum force. Yeah. So use no more force than necessary to remove the threat, you know? So, and not to go looking for trouble. They're there. If it's an ugly scene and they're chanting, maybe even illegal things, not to use force at that time, to let they'll, you know, vent. Okay, they'll let off steam, they'll calm down after a few hours, they'll disperse, and then you can go and arrest people, you know, who are citing racial hatred or whatever it was. Because if you try and grab a prominent racialist at the time, it might inflame the situation and it'd be more than the police can handle. Someone else didn't have the numbers. They've had to cancel police leave. People who are due to have days off, they don't necessarily get them a weekend, go away on holiday, spend days with their children, even attend weddings, have had to be cancelled in areas where they're you know, really stretched thin. and drawn away from ordinary duty. So obviously, you know, petty thieves are having a bonanza because they know there's just no one going to be able to respond to these calls. Obviously, if it's under £200, shops say, are told by the police, don't bother calling us. But up to £500, the police are going to say, sorry, we just don't have the numbers. We're trying to contain these public disorder situations. But I think water cannon is an obvious thing. As soon as any trouble starts, you can do that at the front and just a little bit of it, the threat of it, people back off because then you're cold, you're soaked, you're just going to walk home to change your clothes. Yeah, it takes the energy out of you, not so much as to knock them over. I mean, Northern Ireland didn't have one for ages, had to borrow one for Belgium. Why didn't they have a few, one on either side of the Lagan in Belfast, just in case the bridges got blocked or something like that? And then it doesn't do any significant harm to anyone. And very occasionally, people are knocked over by a jet of cold water when they're doused with it. But I don't think anyone suffered any lasting harm. They might sort of skin their knees at most if they fall over. So now, much as though I revile and despise the Labour Party, I don't hold them particularly culpable for this. They've only been in office for like a month, and often this has got causes going back years, decades in some cases. I'm not sure how they could have handled it much better. Ultimately, it's the police make policing decisions. The Home Secretary can advise and cajole and request, but she doesn't give about operational matters because that would politicise it over much. Now, the police are getting a pay rise from Labour, so no doubt they'll be happy about that. So maybe one solution is to say, OK, zero tolerance for racism and zero tolerance for illegal immigration. OK, racism, yes, it's been there before, but it would be there anyway if there was no illegal immigration, but it would be less. OK, so that's why something like the Rwanda plan, probably the wrong country to pick. People talk about Zambia, Albania, India, anywhere, so that if you come illegally, you will never be allowed to stay. We can absolutely guarantee you'll be allowed to stay. We have to open up safe and legal routes. There are safe and legal routes. Apply for another visa to come here as a tourist, on a business trip, as a student, whatever, and then lodge your claim once you're here. Okay. But if you don't get that visa, well, tough. There are 191 other countries you can go to. There's your country you want to leave. There's the United Kingdom you're not going to get into. And there's somewhere else you can go to. And that would take a lot of things out of this anti-illegal immigration campaign. I mean, obviously, an anti-illegal immigration campaign is completely legitimate and respectable. Racialism is not. Attempting the murder of police officers or of men, women and children in an asylum hostel, that really is sickening. Your accent says I'm English. Well, I wish I had a Euro cent for every time someone said that. Well, it's not an English accent. This is a British accent. You'll find it throughout the United Kingdom. And admittedly, virtually nobody in the Republic of Ireland has my accent. I'm not English. I possibly have some remote English ancestry in the Middle Ages. But, you know, whether I have no English forebearers whatsoever makes no difference to me. If I'm entirely Gaelic or whatever you think native Irish is, that would make no difference to me. If I was entirely English, in fact, if I was found that I would still be Irish, if that makes any sense. Born in Ireland, my family lived in Ireland for centuries. I'm Irish. So far as I know, I'm three quarters ethnically Irish, if there is such a thing. The rest maybe sort of Cambro Norman, Anglo Norman, something like that, tiny bit German. So all these are protests. And then Labour's just doing things for PR reasons, saying, well, we're going to have an anti-violence task force. Well, they're all things like territorial support groups as it is. They're intelligence units within the police. Fortunately, I don't think it's actually spread to North Britain. So that reflects to the credit of the Scots. So some of the kids who were stabbed, they're still there in jail. So it's disgraceful what the police have had to put up with. So I'm glad we've got room in jail to detain some of these people for years. But actually, apparently immigration is going to fall because these strict new rules about not bringing spouses as a student, about the minimum income, 38 grand to bring your foreign spouse to the Conservative Party. And some of them I disagree with, the spousal rules I disagree with. And that means immigration is maybe even going to half next year, but Labour can take credit for that one. So obviously, I still want immigration, and immigration of any ethnicity or nationality is entirely acceptable. Don't want anyone to discriminate on that basis. And that's one of the reasons to leave the European Union, because it was discriminating for some nationalities and against others, admittedly, because there was mutuality. You know, everyone from the United Kingdom could shift to Finland, just like the entire population of Malta could move to the UK or whatever. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.